Okay, so I'm sitting here with Joe. Joe's not his real name, but who Joe has agreed to talk to me. Now, Joe is an engineering student. He's recently qualified. And we ended up in a really interesting conversation about his experience of being studying in what was mainly an all-male environment, then in coming across fellow students with some quite significant mental health challenges. And I suppose that our conversation went in the direction of your experience of being in that environment and men's challenges about speaking about their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go just back to the, I suppose, as you described it to me before, it was a bit like being on a journey yourself. So your experience of sort of arriving at university and, you know, what you observed really about how your fellow students interacted and things.
Yeah, no, of course. So I think, I don't know, I find it very interesting how, yeah, because it was a very much like a very male-dominated environment. And one of the things that I quite quickly picked up on was, I think it initially started out with, it's the way that men relate to each other, which is a lot of time, men, when they're together, they will chat for a long time, but it tends to be about what they're doing or, like, what's currently happening. It's very rarely at a more of a deeper emotional level of, like, how everyone's feeling. And I think the time that it kind of came out most was I was talking to a friend of mine who was having, which I later discovered was having some quite difficult mental health struggles. But from the outside, it wasn't particularly obvious. And the kind of way that it came off was, it was this way that being a kind of talking about the question of, hey, like, hey, how are you doing? Because I think that has become so normalized of, like, that kind of just means hello. It doesn't actually mean how are you doing. But getting it to the point where you can actually answer that question, like, truthfully, I think the level of vulnerability required to do that and actually just say, you know what, I'm actually not doing great right now, or this thing has been I've been really struggling with this and I'm not really sure how to go forward. And that simple thing, that simple statement, I think the amount of vulnerability required for that, very few men, well, not very few men, but within the environment that I was in, there was I did not know many men that would be able to answer that truthfully.
Mm. You said something really interesting. You said you could spend, didn't you say there was somebody that you'd spent some time with, sort of months?
Yeah, so there was someone who is now a really, really good friend of mine, and we have a lot more, like, emotionally deep relationship where we're able to have these really important chats. But when we first met, we would spend hours and hours a day together, and we'd spend that whole time talking. But there was a point, like, 6 months into the time that we've been spending time together, where I realised there was a lot of very, very basic things about him that I didn't know of, just, like, simple things about, like, his family or his childhood or, like, things that were important to him or, like, even, like, his hobbies.
Mm.
And I think that's actually very common.
Right.
Because,
so what would you talk, what, you know, you said you talked all the time, but yeah, what were you talking about?
It's quite hard to know, honestly. Like, it's weird. I think, well, we were together in, like, an academic context of, like, we were working on a project together. So a lot of time it would be that project. We'd be discussing that of, like, oh, how do we do this? How can we make this better? Or how do we solve this problem? And that would take up so much time and energy that there was very little space for anything else, and especially, like, the space for those more conversations about ourselves instead of the things that we do.
Right, yeah.
And I think it's that difference there that is something that I've noticed, especially in comparison with conversations with women. I think women are a lot more socialized to be more open about those kind of conversations and about how they are doing and how they're feeling.
Mm.
Where I think that's definitely one of the biggest, like, things that I've noticed, that kind of contrast. I think it was once I started developing more friendships with men and women that seeing that contrast was really what brought it to a head and made me realise that it's quite unusual, like, the way that it works with men and it can actually be very, I think it can be very harmful, because it's the way that men have been socialized to react and be around each other, especially the phrase of man up and don't talk about your emotions and men don't cry and stuff like that.
Do you think that's, is that what you put it down to? Is that people feel they shouldn't? Or
I think it's how men have been socialized around this place where it's the fear of expressing vulnerability, because that can lead, that there is like in so many different contexts. If you see it in the media, you see it in how people are raised, it, this thing of like when men express vulnerability, they're like, no, you shouldn't be doing that, and that is put down and suppressed, and then that leads to that being perpetuated. That's the word.
So what would be an example of something more vulnerable, would you say, that men, you know, generally don't, in your environment, share?
I think it's as simple of just like, this thing is happening in my life. So let's say something related to a relationship with a family member, that they're on their mind, that's on their mind. There's a lot of that doesn't get brought up, even if it's a very significant thing that is obviously on their mind a lot, but it's not really something that's brought up with friends or people around them. So they kind of lose access to that support network and community around to help them through these things. And I think it leads to a lot of internalizing feelings instead of them being expressed and then kind of being able to work through, and they kind of just build up and build up. And as you see with a lot of men in, you see on the news all the time, they can, these feelings come out and they explode in really unhealthy ways.
And you, I think when we were talking previously, you said that you'd had an experience with someone, a conversation that for not, had clearly been very impactful for them, but also very impactful for you. Go on, say a bit more about that.
Yeah, this was someone that I knew, where we spent this time together, and they had a bit of a rough time, and I wasn't really sure what was going on with them. And then afterwards, we kind of started chatting, and I was basically just, I think I essentially asked them how they were doing, and we kind of got to the point where it felt as though they were able to answer that. And I think it really felt like some of the first time that they have been able to actively express their feelings and their emotions in like a way where there was not a fear of like rejection of that, where someone genuinely able to do that. And but one of the things that I said, it was based on just like, it was related to this question of like, how are you doing? Like, I would say, like, the courage required to say to someone, you know what, actually, I'm doing pretty bad right now, and that's not doing great.
What did you do, though, that shifted that conversation from being, you know, I don't really talk about it, to him being willing to share?
I don't know, it's hard to say, really. I think it's just because I had previous experience on how to talk about these things, like, it was more just, like, creating that space where it felt as though it was like a safe environment to express your feelings. And then especially I quite like it through like active listening, of like the ways in which you respond to questions, and then like kind of try to tease out what's actually going on. And I definitely felt through that, because it wasn't like it was an instant thing. It was like over the course of about an hour and a half, we were kind of chatting. I think I was walking him home. And it wasn't like that moment there transformed everything, but it felt like that was kind of the little spark that led to him going on a very, like, transformational process. I remember, like, a month or so afterwards, we were kind of talking about how he was doing, and it very much felt like he spent so much more time actually doing, like, emotional processing and working out how he's feeling, and then, like, trying to reconnect or like further establish connections within his family and improving his relationships with his parent and his like sibling, and then looking into getting counselling and little and things like this that, I don't know, I think there are so many men out there that really struggle with their emotional needs because they are not, they do not have the language to express themselves in the way that they need to.
But it sounds in this one case, it's almost like, it's not that he couldn't, it's just he hadn't almost had the opportunity.
Yeah.
So you somehow created the opportunity.
Yeah, I think it was kind of helping him come to the realisation that it's possible.
Yeah.
I think that's more the thing.
Yeah,
because, yeah, it's and like that it's possible and that it's all right to do, and that doing that is not going to lead to negative consequences.
Shame.
That, like, expressing vulnerability is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the biggest things where...
So if you... We said we'd keep this conversation short, but just try it out, really. But if you were going to sort of encourage people who were listening to think something that they could do in their everyday conversations with women or men, you know, what... From your learning, what would you encourage people to be doing?
It's hard because I feel like each case can be very unique, but... I mean, one of the biggest things is making sure that you don't teach and reinforce that sense of, like, no, you shouldn't express your emotions and you shouldn't express vulnerability, and particularly... that expressing vulnerability is a sign of weakness, because I think it isn't as well. It not at all. It is one of the hardest and most courageous things that you can do. And I think reinforcing that like, no, it's a good thing and you should be proud to be vulnerable with someone, because it's terrifying, but it's one of the most transformational things you can do for yourself and for the relationship you have with another person.
Kind of creating a space where it's possible
to
share, so you can be on the receiving end or sharing.
Yeah.
Both benefit, really.
Massively, because I think through that expression of vulnerability, it really can bring people together, because it's that, if you can feel that, you can, it's like, it requires trust and it builds trust. And that is at the core of all relationships and connections.
Yeah, I was going to say that that's the word that came to me in my mind, connection. Yeah. By sharing more personal details or vulnerable details, you experience the connection, which is the heart of feeling in a better relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And feeling safe, which is kind of this core human need that we all strive for.
Yeah. Great. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you very much for...
Thank you for listening.